A Sliver of Stardust, written by Marissa Burt and read by Allison Johnson.
One. Mary had a little bird. Its coat was white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, the bird was sure to go. Wren Matthews was about to lose the Science Olympiad Trivia Challenge. Wren had never lost the challenge, had never come remotely close to losing the challenge, had never even considered the possibility of coming close to losing the challenge before this moment. Now she sat at the exam table in the corner of the gym, her answer sheet mostly blank, oblivious to the seconds on the timer ticking past. She stared at the rafters, where a huge white bird soared over the tables that displayed student science fair entries. As Wren watched, the bird swooped down, talons extended, and grabbed a live mouse from Bobby Felton's prize-winning project about rodent aggression. Wren gasped, and her pencil fell to the table with a clatter. The trivia challenge judge cleared her throat, peering at Wren disapprovingly over her bifocals.
5 minutes remaining, scholars.
She shuffled through her thick stack of answer cards and tapped their edges neatly on the tabletop. Wren snapped her attention back to her paper, trying to block out the annoying sound of Simon Barker scribbling. Next to her, Simon's red head was bent low over his paper, and his pencil hadn't stopped moving. Wren hadn't been surprised when Simon tied with her during the speed round of the trivia challenge, where being fast was nearly as important as being smart. In past years, other competitors had been fast too. And she had expected that he would also be able to recite the first 35 digits of pi, which sent them through the second round neck and neck. But now they had reached the final written portion, and if Wren's answer sheet was any indication, things didn't look promising. There wasn't much time before the judge would tally their scores and announce the winner. Wren tightened her grip on her pencil and read the problem she was working on for the third time. She licked her lips and tried to ignore the ominous sound of rustling feathers overhead. Wren wasn't afraid of birds. After all, being afraid of a harmless animal wasn't logical. No, she merely had a healthy respect for flying animals. The day trip to the zoo, where she had been swarmed by the two eager kookaburras, had taught her that. But Wren's mouth was dry. Her heart pounded much faster than usual, and no matter how many times she reread the question on the exam in front of her, she couldn't come up with the answer.
3 minutes left, scholars.
The judge's words were nearly blotted out by an unmistakable screech. Wren glanced up, then shrank down into her seat with a strangled scream, barely escaping the white bird as it dive-bombed the table. She could feel the air pressure shift with the thrum of its powerful wings when it swooped off, ruffling her hair in its wake. Wren ran a shaky palm over her bangs, sliding them into place, and glanced uneasily around. No one else seemed to care that a rogue bird had nearly taken her head off. In fact, no one else seemed to be doing much of anything. The judge leaned back in her chair, her index cards frozen mid-tap. Wren's parents' faces were turned in her direction, but their smiles were oddly fixed in place. The rest of the room stood motionless, as though someone had pressed a giant pause button on all the activity, or almost all of it. Next to Wren, Simon sighed and reached for another piece of scrap paper without looking up from his work. Wren scanned the ceiling. Could it be possible that no one else saw the bird? Had she imagined it? But there it was, perched on the basketball backboard like it owned the place. As Wren watched, the white bird launched off its roost, glided over the crowd of frozen homeschoolers, and landed on the outstretched arm of a woman standing a few feet away from the trivia challenge table. The woman was the only person moving in a sea of people. She fixed her light yellow-brown gaze on Wren and pointed to the floor. Wren glanced down and swallowed another scream. At first, she thought the white bird had somehow dropped Bobby's mouse at her feet. But then she saw that it wasn't an animal at all. Instead, the bird had delivered a packet of sooty papers. Wren scooped up the bundle. The bird woman gave her a sharp, distinct nod before disappearing into a puff of shimmering blue-green smoke. The instant she was gone, the rest of the room exploded back into motion. The low rumble of milling homeschoolers, the buzz of the timer, the sound of the judge's voice.
Time's up, scholars!